Alicia Nicole Waters, iconically known as the Global Evolutionary Leadership Mastery Pioneer, is a cross-industries entrepreneur who is very passionate about bringing her total essence to the world through cross-pollinating her gifts throughout diverse industries. Some of her primary roles are in cross-industries branding, cross-niche journalism, and global radio marketing. She helps us catapult to success next on Revenue Chat. Hi, everyone. This is Tony D'Urso with Revenue Chat. With us, we have Alicia Nicole Waters, iconically known as the Global Evolutionary Leadership Mastery Pioneer. She says she wants to catch you on the next evolutionary wave of success. She's a multimedia personality, published author of over 90 books, and an ordained minister. She is the CEO of the Global Trinity Empires, which includes Alicia Waters, Cross Industries International, Global Evolutionary Leaps, Inc., and Many Ways to Abundance. She shows up in the world as the total me empires of demonstrating how she uses all of her experiences to serve various venues. She's also the founder of her multimedia ministry, the Evolutionary Kingdom of Truth International. She's an extremely insightful speaker and trainer who manifests an extreme compassion to help others. I probably cannot say enough about her other than to say she's extremely unique and a blessing to all. Her websites are Alicia Waters Cross Industries and GlobalEvolutionaryLeaps.com. You'll see these on the display screen if you're watching this interview. All right. Alicia is going to tell us about catapulting success to profit. Let's bring her on. Hello, Alicia. How are you?
Hello, Tony. It's so great to be here with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great now that I have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with us today.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's a privilege and an honor to be here with you and your listeners today.
Awesome. Now, Alicia, I mentioned a little bit about you, and perhaps you'd like to fill us in a little more on your roots and how you became an expert in all of these fields. So, Alicia, how did it start for you, please?
Okay, well, thank you. That's a great question, and there certainly is a story that comes with this. But I actually became an expert in the field of being a cross-industries entrepreneur from a very non-traditional and non-linear process because I became an expert of my lifestyle and also my entire evolutionary process. And I learned how to use it and serve and transform multiple niches. So I sort of developed a new standard as a pioneer leader and created a new niche or an industry of my own that involves utilizing all of who you are or several areas of your life to serve in any area that you feel guided to add value to. And to preface how my journey actually began was my evolutionary entrepreneurial journey began in 2007 in December, and I was preparing to relocate from Huntsville, Alabama, to do a lateral move from Phoenix, Arizona, with the company Family Christian Stores, where I actually served in the position as a high-level senior sales manager, and I was also planning to relocate at that time to attend Phoenix Seminary for graduate studies in leadership development. Well, Tony, I had all of my plans in place, and then once I left, things began to shift and some divine editing took place, and I was guided to actually go to my hometown in Columbus, Georgia before going to Phoenix. And what I didn't know was that there was going to be several years before I actually ended up moving to Phoenix, and I was being repositioned to start preparing to be a life purpose strategist with a concentration in leadership transition coaching for women and also in the area of spiritual entrepreneur development. So, Tony, I was excited about becoming a life strategist and also helping others to connect with their life purpose because I had actually developed a great track record over the years for aligning myself and others with their life purpose and their career paths, their education, their spirituality, whatever was next for them, Tony, I was sort of that connection guide for that to happen. So as I mentioned, it was exciting to begin the process of making this into a profession or even a ministry. But what I didn't know at the time was that entering into this type of conscious entrepreneurship was really the beginning of what would be sort of a series of evolutions and transformations, and also, Tony, dark nights of the soul, which were designed to rebirth me into really a whole new entity as a person and as a professional. So I did launch my first coaching and consulting practice in January of 2009, and it was called The Bridge Connection. And it had a primary focus for connecting women leaders with their next levels of purpose and also reinventing themselves as spiritual entrepreneur. And also, if they were wanting to make life or business transitions, then I was able to help facilitate that process for them as well. So once that small practice was up and going, Tony, I also created a service that was called Mini MINI Ways to Abundance, which sort of had a primary focus for connecting emerging leaders through inner game mastery with their true abundance. And also, the more I worked with others, I also saw sort of the need, Tony, to develop a small marketing annex platform so this could help individuals who were new to the conscious or solo entrepreneur arena, so they could learn how to do online and offline marketing, because as we know that marketing, the arena of marketing as it relates to being a conscious entrepreneur, is very different than the traditional marketing that we see or we experience in corporations or even organizations. So having that platform for them to begin learning how to make the transitions of learning how to become their own sales and marketing department was a component that I felt was really necessary to add to the spiritual entrepreneur development. And also, Tony, I was utilizing my media communications background, and I used online radio marketing to support my business, and then I also helped to train others in that area as well. So I will share that I experienced some successes with those small businesses, and also, like any other entrepreneur, in the first 3 to 5 years, we have those ups and downs that can happen, or the feast and famine, especially as it relates to the coaching or the conscious entrepreneur arena. So I experienced those, and I experienced also some burnouts, and even developed, Tony, a series of health crises. So some of my health crises didn't just develop just based on my stress and my burnout, but also it was in relation to environmental toxins and unseen airborne pollutants that also contributed. So by the year 2011, I had entered what I call sort of a human cocoon experience, and within that was the dark night of the soul, and I ended up experiencing a dark night of the soul in my finances, and also my health challenges, they still remain. So I'll be honest with you, I felt really disconnected during that time and disjointed from reality. But actually what was happening was that there was a newer and truer expression of who I was that really wanted to emerge, Tony. So what happened was I started to sort of break down like a caterpillar within a cocoon or a chrysalis, and this was designed for me to begin to reformulate into a higher authentic expression as a person and as an entrepreneur. So during that time, I slowed down, I started to get present, and I was just allowing myself to really shift from being this human caterpillar, so to speak, in life to becoming a divine butterfly. And it was really time for me to finally shed away what was no longer relevant for who I was becoming. And so I really had to get present and pay attention to what life was speaking to me about what I needed to let go of, and also the areas that really, really needed a renewal. So this process also consisted of dismissing my spouse, and also he had not been supportive and made things extremely difficult for our family, which included two children. And also during that time, I had to let go of certain friends, disconnect from family members and even colleagues. And also I had to even let go of certain business frameworks that were really no longer serving or supporting my highest and best good for the process that was emerging. So it really was a time for me, Tony, to reconnect to my true self and my higher purpose for being an entrepreneur at this phase of my business evolution. And I was being guided to write and become published during that time, so I actually became published. I was a first-time published author, and I was really proud of that. And I also started training others how to write and become published as well. So even within this process, as things were evolving, I actually started phasing out my traditional coaching practice, and I began sort of renovating the way that I was doing business. And also, Tony, I was rebranding myself to become a pioneer entrepreneur, because there was this deeper part of me that wanted to bring forth all of my life mastery. And also, I had been cross-trained in so many different areas, or, you know, my profession, and all of those areas wanted to be showcased and utilized in a very unique way. So I was being called to become sort of a master and an authority of my entire life, that which would later sort of position me to become a transformational authority in several arenas. So I started operating, Tony, at that time of what I was calling spiritual or conscious multiplicity and being a multiplicity entrepreneur, which, of course, in an arena that has a paradigm of being focused on one niche, was really not understood because it could be misinterpreted as trying to serve too many niches without a clear focus. So what I began to do was from late 2012 to early 2014, I sort of came off of the traditional entrepreneurial grid, and I began changing the rules, Tony, of how I was going to start pioneering a new industry standard for serving multiple niches with ease and effectiveness. And so I was in my entrepreneurial cocoon, and I was starting to really develop the next phase of who I was and how I was going to show up as this pioneer entrepreneur who could use all of my life and build business frameworks that could facilitate my new expression as a leader and as an entrepreneur of what I call the Total Me Empires, so that I could serve several niches with a chief primary focus of transformation as a transformational cross trainer. So I really felt that I was called to demonstrate this expression to show entrepreneurs that they could take the limits off of how they would show up and make their impact and even their income. If they wanted to up-level and elevate their income brackets, they could create ways to sort of repurpose themselves and begin serving in other venues. And so I went through a lot of business rebranding and what I call business renovations. And as I mentioned before, I started sort of phasing out the bridge connection services. And also I was repurposing Many Ways to Abundance, and also the marketing platform that I had, I was starting to repurpose that as well. And my companies, Alicia Waters Cross Industries International and also Global Evolutionary Leaps, they were born in 2013, but they were sort of in an underground development process. And I began sort of soft launching them in phases, and Alicia Waters Cross Industries International started soft launching in 2014, and that particular company is a cross-niche media communications and cross-branding marketing training empire, and it's really designed to help entrepreneurs learn how to serve in diverse industries. And also, Tony, to support that effort, I began to relaunch my journalism career, and also I started up-leveling my media brand that would be sort of a gateway into different industries through publishing my intentional journal-style trainers, because I wanted to cross-train and add value to different venues, which in turn opened doors for me to become a speaker and a trainer, and also to land some high-level writing opportunities for multiple niches. And as you mentioned in the introduction, I've published over 90, close to 100 journal-style trainers and handbooks, workbooks, and also mini books. And what I do, Tony, is I utilize these books as what I call business marketing evangelism tools, and they're really designed to sort of be an entry with ease into other industries. So it would be safe to say that I write my way into other industries. And then also Global Evolutionary Elite, it really has a core focus for helping and educating the masses on how to connect to their true wealth alignment and really learn how to make the quantum leaps in their efforts. And this platform is really starting to take center stage in this leap year, so it's being soft launched as we speak. And then also Many Ways to Abundance is now being rebranded to Many MINI Ways to Abundance, Abundant Publishing. And it has sort of a niche focus for training emerging abundant entrepreneurs to be able to show up effectively as abundant leaders. And all of these make up what I call the Global Trinity Empires, because they're my trinity, and they all have evolved from my own pitfalls to holistic profits in my journey.
Wow, so much. So cool. Awesome, Alicia.
A mouthful, I know. Sorry.
Yeah, oh, that was great. So much to comment upon, and I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask you about that.
Mm-hmm.
But right at the beginning, you mentioned something you don't hear very much, if at all. You talked mm-hmm. about spiritual entrepreneur as well as the conscious entrepreneur. Could you help define mm-hmm. those and separate them, or are they the same thing, please?
Well, actually, there are distinctions. Oftentimes, people will sort of say that they're interrelated or they're the same. But in spiritual entrepreneurship, or the developmental process of that, is when one is bringing their spiritual practices, whether it's their faith, they're bringing that to their business, and that's what they're infusing their business with, and they want that to sort of be the leading and chief cornerstone in which they lead their movement from. And not necessarily from a religious perspective, but it's more of their practice, their way of being, and being connected to their spirituality is how they want to lead and show up in the soul of their business. As it relates to being a conscious entrepreneur, or the conscious entrepreneur development standpoint, is more of those who are on the enlightened path and they subscribe to the awakened energy, and they're saying that we're conscious, we're aware of the fullness of who we are. We use all of life to be able to be a vehicle of expression to help us in our business frameworks. So the conscious part is really about being awake and being awake to your target market, being really awake and connected to your core message. And so I would say that if I had to make a distinction, they're both sort of intertwined, but the distinction is one is focused more on spirituality and the other one is focused more on being awake.
I got you. Thanks for clearing that up. And I am going to ask you a little bit more about that in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But first, you talk about, you make a point somewhere about profiting holistically and why
mm-hmm.
that's important. So the question is, Alicia, how does one begin to do that, please?
Okay, great. Well, one begins to profit holistically when they see all of their life as prosperous. And holistic prosperity really encompasses the full alignment of one's total well-being in every area, and that's very important. And this would be considered to be like the epitome of optimum living, which includes your health, your finances, you know, living your life according to your highest values, also your personal mastery, your soul's evolution, your spiritual connection to source, God, universe, however others choose to see that for themselves, and also being very connected to your divine alignment with whether it's friends, family, or even your right ventures. So it's about the prosperity of your total well-being. And the reason why this is so important is because, unfortunately, Tony, our society or some of our upbringings or even religious teachings have taught these concepts really from a flawed perspective or with limited understanding. So many think of prosperity as being centered around money or having a certain type of lifestyle, and several feel that in order for them to be complete or to be whole, they need external components to sort of fill a void or give them a sense of worth. However, in order to truly prosper in life or to be profitable in what you do, you have to really vibrate the energy from a holistic prosperity vantage point. True prosperity is about wholeness, and this is what leads us to really getting real sustainable results in our lives. And this is how we win and we begin to profit in every area. So an example is if a person desires to prosper financially, which a lot of us, we want to, then their chief focus would not need to be on how can I make more money, but rather focus on what having the money would afford them to do or how could it facilitate them in actually being more whole. You can only create lasting change with profit through wholeness. And this is truly important for entrepreneurs, especially to understand. This is great and valuable information for anyone. But again, primarily for entrepreneurs, if they're going to thrive instead of surviving, then they really need to embody holistic prosperity and see all of their life as being prosperous. And that will translate into their business.
I see. It's sort of like, from one way to say it, like the next step. It's not just wanting the money, going after the money as the goal. It's the next step. What am I going to do with that? What's the purpose? What's the reason?
That's right.
You're going
what is the reason?
There you go. And that brings money a lot closer because money is really not the end goal. And actually,
right.
as we know from the School of Hard Knocks, just going after the money doesn't work and doesn't get you very much of it. There has to be that purpose, that reason for it.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. I agree wholeheartedly. And the thing, I'm so glad you said that, because another thing is that when people focus so much on money and they chase that and they work so hard for it, they'll do it at the expense of their health, at the expense of not spending time with loved ones. And within holistic prosperity, you really start to focus on what is most important, and then you use that to sort of be the fuel that drives you to want to have a life of total well-being, and then the money or the opportunities for resources will show up for you.
Yep, we hear all too often the story of the person who just went, you know, pell-mell, just like a gun, just like right out of the gate, just going for money, did nothing but go for money to become a millionaire. And when he was done, he was a millionaire, but he lost his wife, he had bad health, lost friends, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, so that's not the way to go.
Absolutely not.
So let's bridge into the profits. And you mentioned about this earlier, I believe, in the conscious entrepreneur and the present moment. And you say that the present moment is vital for making profit. Why is that, Alicia?
It's very vital. The present moment, Tony, is where all of the power is. And people place a lot of energy on the past, or they're focusing on the future, their next levels, the next steps. However, the power is in the now, because the now, honestly, is really all that there is. And when we're distracted by the days gone by, or we're placing our energy or our focus in the future, then we miss out and we really forfeit the gifts and the insights and the opportunities that are available to us to prosper from. And within the present moment, we have to see it as a gift. That's why it's called the present. And at every phase of our journey, especially as it relates to being an entrepreneur, there is wisdom to be gained from every single experience. And we must begin to unwrap these experiences just like we're unwrapping a gift that has been given to us. And these experiences are meant to prepare us in the present for our now and our next levels of success. And often people get so focused, as I mentioned before, on the next levels, yet they haven't learned how to truly maximize the now, or the present moment, as we call it. And sometimes we only need just enough light for the step we're on. Sometimes people want to see the big picture, and it's good to set your goals and to have, you know, a future framework. I definitely am a high advocate of setting goals, but you have to be in the present moment to understand what needs to take place, you know, in order for that to happen. So focusing on your right now steps instead of the next three steps that you need to take, let's get present with the now step that you need to take. Because if you miss out on what the present moment is offering you, you're not going to be prepared for your next level. And I have a saying, Tony, that if you want to get paid, you better get present. Because this is where the power is. And oh, go ahead, Tony. Do you want to say something?
Oh, no. I was just chuckling and laughing. I like that. I'm loving it. Please.
Yeah, if you want to get paid, you better get present. So we really have to, you know, as I mentioned before, focus on really just the step that you're on and take the guidance and use the awareness from there and then do the next right best thing and then sort of rinse and repeat that process. But we have to let every present moment sort of give birth to another present moment, and that's why it's really important. And as I mentioned before, if we don't learn what we're supposed to get in the present moment, then we won't be able to execute with excellence when opportunities come. So even when you're in the bleakest time of your life or you're in a dark night of the soul, those experiences or those pitfalls are there for us to grow and for us to learn. But we have to learn to become present, because that, I believe, and I have experienced this, this is where our truest treasures really lie. This is where we begin to really extract the diamonds or the gold, if you will, or a golden idea comes to us. And then it helps us to be able to catapult our success in a way like never before. So even with being present, we have to also learn how to be present in our pain so that we can produce or birth the greatest things ever. And this is why it's really important to be present so that you can understand what it is that you're going to need to do for the now and for your next level.
Wow, so cool. And I must comment, I love your statement when you said at the beginning of this little question answer, you said, now is all there is.
Now is all there is.
When you think about that, it's like now, now, now. That's it. That's what you have. Of course, you have a future that you want to go toward, but you can only get there by going through now.
Right. And for the future is only a next now.
It just hit me in a unique way. And of course, there's more to it on a spiritual basis and that. But here on Earth, let's say, we have to get through the now. It just means
that's right.
More to me. I really like that. That was very good. Well, now speaking of
Thank
that,
you.
Alicia, we all have, of course, pitfalls. And so how do the pitfalls in life help us to transform or reposition us for profit? How does that play into this, please?
And that's an excellent question. The pitfalls, they sort of provide us with periods of what I call refinement or even awakenings, and also reinventions to really help us transform and shift us into a fresh perspective. Not only do they shift us into fresh perspectives, or they have the ability to do that, also we get shifted into new paradigms or even new passions that we would have never even considered if the challenge that we face would never have occurred. I am true testament to this. And often people don't see the blessing in the contrast because they're too busy trying to sort of get out of the situation, or they're trying to get through the situation, when actually making it through the situation should not be the primary focus. Rather, changing the perspective or even the mindset around how you see the situation, really repositioning your way of being while you're in a sort of pitfall or pit stop of life is really what's most important. I mean, Tony, that's really imperative to really be able to change your perception. And we're going to talk more about this later. Change your perception while you're in the pit. And also during a season of my life, I encountered sort of a series of what seemed like pit stops or pitfalls, or what I also called the dark nights of the soul. And they really caused me, Tony, to have to dig deep and discover a fresh perspective and a new passion to really launch me into my next levels of greatness. So there were several years after, you know, these series of what seemed like transitional journeys, or again going through the dark nights of the soul, is where I started really coming forth with my greater works, and I began publishing intentional journals with ease. by simply repurposing blog posts, other writings that I had, and content from some of my former coaching programs, and I began creating many transformational journal planners and trainers and manuals and being able to service diverse industries with this content. And I also combined my media background, because I'm an avid journaler, and I've been journaling for several years, and so my avid journaling became part of my cross-industries work and became me being the cross-niche journalist. And within the same year of me doing all of those transformations and writing all of those books that I produced, it was 90-plus books that came out of the experience. And then also from my challenges and struggles and then developing new passions, then the Global Trinity Empires was birthed. And again, that consists of Alicia Waters Cross Industries International and Global Evolutionary Leaps Incorporated, and also many MINI Ways to Abundance. So I was truly blessed through that journey, even though during the time I was certainly being pressed like a diamond, but there would be no way I could have brought forth that many publications and also the other works that I do had I not gone through that experience and got present with what was going to be my chief primary focus for making a huge impact in the world.
Wow, very cool. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this in, and I think in dealing with the now moment, my point of view, the pitfalls aren't such so much of a fall, if I could say it that way. And you have a philosophy, a technique, a point of view that it can be a profitable, and you talk about this profitable aha moment. What is that?
a profitable aha moment? Yes. Everybody wants to know what those are, because those are really, really, really critical. They are, and, you know, they're very different from a traditional aha moment. So often we'll experience having one of those aha moments, and it's where we sort of strike up an ingenious idea that sort of inspires us to really get into action. And as I call them, the profitable ahas, this is where you actually begin to gain clarity and insight on not just a great idea, but one that you know will hit the jackpot and really bring about the results in the present moment. And not only in the present moment, Tony, but they will also set you up for more future success. So, as I mentioned before, having a profitable aha is sort of different than just a regular aha moment, because a regular aha moment does provide you with insights or inspirations on something that maybe you haven't thought of, and sometimes it's concerning mostly general things. But when you start operating or you start getting series of these profitable ahas, they consist of the divine insight, and those ideas or those series of ideas, they are the ones that really are going to launch you into your current and your future success. I like to have a now-a-later plan, and not just a later plan, something that is going to profit you now as well as profit you later. And again, profit is from a holistic perspective. So when you're starting to get launched from your current situations into catapulting your success, you want it to be holistically, and you want it to have the dividends that are going to be able to bring you the results that you need in the present, as well as what is going to help to build profits for you, you know, for your future endeavors. So when you get these profitable ahas, you will also know the benefits up front, which are going to motivate you to be in that inspiration zone to really move it into action. So it's not something you'll sit on, because, you know, this has to be done in now. And an acronym for now is no other way. No other way. This has to be done, because I need to really catapult my success in the present. So when you have those profitable ahas, it is the one at that moment that says, yes, this is it, and I can actually capitalize off of this right now.
I got you. Very cool. And you have 5 key shifts to reposition the present moment for profit. Now, is that part of the aha, or could you explain how that all works?
Yeah, it does. It actually does tie in to that, and I'll get into that. But so I'll share the 5 key shifts that are going to be required, especially if one is trying to catapult their success and get repositioned. So number one is being in the present moment. You're going to have to reposition your present perception. And this sort of goes back to what I was speaking about earlier about your perspective and changing your viewpoint of where you are in your situation. So your present perception is also about how you view yourself in the present moment and how you view the world at large, because this is extremely important, especially as it relates to profiting on any level. As it relates to shifting your perspective, you have to have the willingness to be open to change when it comes to your situation. And sometimes we have to approach even the same situation or the same process, but with a new perspective. This also goes back to the profitable aha moment. So if you have a profitable aha moment, but yet you don't view yourself to be worthy of executing this idea, or the way you see the world, you feel, well, no one's going to buy into that. They won't listen to me. That means there's a perception issue going on. So you won't execute on the profitable aha because you haven't elevated your perception about yourself and how you see the world. And also, if you believe it won't work, that means that you don't have the willingness to be open to change and expansion in order for you to evolve. Another thing is about shifting and repositioning your point of view. This also is within your perception. You have to be open to adopting and adapting to new paradigms that are going to advance your overall success and your total well-being, because going back to what I mentioned about holistic prosperity or being holistic from a profitable vantage point, it's about your total well-being. So you have to change your perception and reposition your point of view in order to gain that insight and also to execute in a fashion that's going to work for your highest and best good. Also within the present perception, you have to shift your mindset. Okay, Tony, often we need a shift in our mindset, which again, this involves our perspective or even our spirit in order to become realigned for accomplishing our next steps. So this is really, really important as we are talking about profiting and really profiting from a holistic vantage point. Often our perception is what stops us from achieving not only our next levels, but it paralyzes us in the now because we focus on things that distract us and we won't move forward because we haven't made the proper mental shifts. And there is a saying that the thought minister Michael Bernard Beckwith says that nothing can be against you except your own perception. And a lot of times we put things outside of us and we think that it's a circumstance or it's someone else that's blocking us, but really it's our own perception that is keeping us in a place. So it's very important to shift the perception of how we see things in the present moment. And then number two would be about your present power, and this is going to help to reposition you. Your present moment authority that you really have to start to reclaim, because a lot of times, Tony, we operate from a place of powerlessness, especially when we can't see a way to get past what appears to be an obstacle or the contrast present. But we have to find a way to reclaim the power and begin to co-create and sort of have dominion to create life on our own terms. And as it relates to entrepreneurship, that's what it's all about. People become lifestyle entrepreneurs because they want what? They want to have the freedom. They want to create life on their own terms. So, again, we have to learn to start escaping the illusion of powerlessness that we often face because we feel when we're in a pit stop or we're experiencing contrast, we can't seem to shake that. But reclaiming that power will help to reposition us so that we can begin to move forward. And then the third one is the present passion, all right, your present moment passion. What are you most excited about right now? What are you most passionate about and how you want to serve in the world? What's going to fuel you and light your fire in the present moment? Because the reason why it's important to know this and have this type of awareness is because what you were passionate about at one phase of the journey could be totally different. And sometimes, Tony, people are operating off of a former passion, or they haven't learned how to sort of shift and reposition that passion in a way that's going to serve them in the present. So being focused on your present moment passions, what you're really passionate about in the present, is really going to help to catapult your success to another level, because that's that fresh perspective, that's that fresh fuel and that fresh fire that's going to move you to execute on your goals. And really, it could possibly launch you into what I call realms of infinite possibility. And speaking of possibilities, our next one is present possibilities. And so you really want to focus on the present moment possibilities. What is in the now for you to either expand or either explore or embark on during this phase of the journey? What are you now capable of that could position you in higher realms of success or the opportunities that you need to be looking to integrate in your life script? So being present with the possibilities in the now, it helps you to focus, wow, I've been doing this before, but maybe there's some other opportunities I'm not exploring. Maybe there's an income bracket I'm not even exploring. Maybe I'm still playing at a certain level when actually I should be considering this opportunity at this time. So looking at the present possibilities that are in the now, those are going to help to catapult your success, because those are those higher level opportunities that you need to be integrating into your life. So it's really important to focus on what the possibilities could be for you in the present moment. And then the fifth one that's going to get you repositioned for profits is your present purpose, your present moment purpose. You have to figure out what your now assignment is and what is relevant for you to catapult your next levels of success, but also going back to the now, what's going to catapult you in the now? What is your purpose in the now? And a lot of times people are still trying to serve out of a purpose that I don't want to say is expired, but maybe it needs to be repositioned or needs to be put on hold or done away with, and you need to be exploring something new. So being able to be present with your present purpose and figuring out what that present purpose is will definitely help to launch you into your next levels of success and help you to set up your goals that will have a continuous quantum advantage for you as you reinvent yourself for the next level.
Wow, what great points, Alicia. Thank you so much. I think after this show, I'm going to listen to this again, of course. I always listen to my show several times. But I'm going to write down my 5 points. I like that. I like that. I see a lot of, oh, yes, I see future great success with that. And I advise everyone to write down those 5 points and really go through them and write those out. They make great sense. And, yes, I can see how that resets, repositions, realigns your life, your purpose, your goals, your passions. Very cool stuff, Alicia. Thank you. I like it.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, those will really help to reposition when we make those shifts in the present moment.
Mm-hmm. And I am definitely going to do that, and I advocate everyone to do that. Very cool. And you mentioned earlier, you said something about the pain, and you have a story, I believe, about profiting from your pains. I think you call it, you wrote an article or a journal, Pitfalls to Profits, I believe, and you talked about an inspirational story from the movie Apple Mortgage Cake, which I never saw the movie, but perhaps you could tell us all about it and share that story.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd be glad to. So in 2014, Uplifting Entertainment released a movie, and it was entitled Apple Mortgage Cake. And this was an inspirational true story of a woman named Angela Logan. And she decided to bake 100 apple cakes from a recipe that was passed down to her from her grandmother, who passed away. and she began to sell those cakes at $40 each in order to save her home from foreclosure. And Angela, she was a divorced single mother, and she also had three teenage boys. She was one who experienced countless setbacks, like most of us have. And throughout the years, at times, she really felt like nothing would ever change for her. Good things would come up, but they wouldn't last. And at times, she really felt like giving up, and I know several can relate to that. But she felt like giving up because she felt powerless. She felt she was in a pit and there was no way to really change her situation. But it was in those dark moments, Tony, that Angela was really encouraged by others to have a fresh perspective about new beginnings, along with embracing the fact that she was deserving of a better life. And a lot of times people are stuck and they feel they aren't deserving or worthy of having a better experience. And so Angela was able to transform her pain into power and begin to develop her worthiness muscles, if you will, so that she could move forward. And in this experience, what happened was she discovered that she had been dismissing her gift of baking cakes, which were the apple cakes, as an opportunity to get her out of the pit. So before she got her profitable aha, she was totally just disregarding that this actually could be a business for her, because she just saw it as something that she did for the PTA or her church or other charitable causes, but she never considered actually ever selling her cakes. So how often do we do the same thing, Tony? We overlook subtle aspects of our everyday lives, and sometimes we're never making the connection of doing something greater with what seems to be natural or noble to us. And even if some are operating in their gifts, and I too have been guilty of this, so to speak, sometimes we get comfortable and we don't take it to the next level. But here's where the pit stops of life happen, and they provide us with what I call an invitation to sort of live from a higher dimension of purpose and fulfillment. And so Angela was able to do this for herself, and her story began to spread all over. It was national. It was first the news, and it was local. Then, like I said, it went national and then international. And she's now a successful entrepreneur and a business owner of Apple Mortgage Cakes, and her motto is fighting foreclosure one cake at a time. I think that's just excellent. So we each have to sort of find our own Apple Mortgage Cake and be able to take those subtle strokes of brilliance that we have that are really waiting to come out. We need to showcase those in the world in a bigger way. And sometimes it is in those places that we feel are dark or dismal, those pit stops or pitfalls. That's where we find our greatest treasures. And that's what Angela in that story was able to do.
Wow, what a great story. That reminds me, of course, of the famous Paula Deen, who did similar, where she's just a single mom and she had, you know, her two kids, two boys, and she made sandwiches and had them go out to the neighborhood business areas at lunchtime and sell them. And look at where she is now. Amazing.
Right,
amazing.
Right.
You can profit from your pain. A pitfall really is a pitfall. It's a sign or a signal of, hey, there's an opportunity here.
That's right. And it's an invitation. Absolutely. Invitation to a higher life.
Exactly. I've said since I was a kid, and I don't know where I heard it as a kid, but I've always said there's always an advantage to every disadvantage.
Absolutely. I agree.
I like that. Very cool, Alicia. Very interesting. Inspiring. I don't know if that hits our spiritual entrepreneurship or not.
Yes, it does.
I like that. Now, you've been through so much and so many ups and downs, and we've talked a little bit about this. Around this part of my show, you know, I like to talk about willpower and inspiration, and we discussed a lot. Is there anything else that comes to mind, Alicia, on what drives you? What makes you get up every day? What keeps you going despite it all?
Well, my purpose on this planet really fuels me to keep moving forward no matter what. and knowing that there are people in this world who I was specifically prepared to serve and make an impact on really drives me every day to excel at excellence. Also, Tony, modeling for my children how to live their greater purpose and overcome any obstacle is really my number one driving force of achievement.
That is so cool. And I must say, I am very happy to know you and to work with you. And Alicia and I, just so the audience knows, we do talk sometimes every week, and she helps me and gives me great my business. And I am so deeply, deeply appreciative of her, her wisdom, just her spirituality. Just amazing. So I'm inspired. Oh, my greatest pleasure, Alicia. You're absolutely wonderful. And if you're and if your children get just a smidgen of what you've given me and the others, I know they're going to come out to be superior people and help a lot of others.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Tony.
Oh, it's very, very
And the feeling's mutual, too, so you know.
And again, I'm going to mention this later as well to the audience, but you got to check her out. You got to check out her website, AliciaWatersCrossIndustries.com and GlobalEvolutionaryLeaps.com. And I will have those linked and displayed on the notes here on Blog Talk Radio and on TonyDURSO.com/radio and other places. You will see them. You got to check out this lady. She's hot. She's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Tony.
My pleasure. And we've got a few more minutes, but perhaps you'd like to, you know, I want to make sure that you let the audience know anything important that you'd like to let the audience know. Please take your time. And what else would you like to make sure we know about?
Okay, great. I would actually like to say that because I am someone who is really big on people fulfilling their purpose and their mission, understanding that everything in your life serves a purpose and it truly can be transformed into your greatest ventures ever. And it's really time to take the limits off of yourself and find your edge and go beyond that edge. And if you're in business, I would really like to encourage you to start owning your true value and loving yourself enough to start working on building the eight-figure self first versus a six- or seven-figure or even eight-figure business. I have learned that if your self-worth doesn't vibrate at the level that it needs to, then it won't make much difference even if you have a perfect seven- or eight-figure business model. And the eight-figure self has more to do with honoring who you are, valuing who you are, loving who you are, and it's so much more than numerics. So if you embody those three virtues, then a seven- or eight-figure business will evolve from you just as an extension of your own unique expression.
Very cool. And I, you know, I've never thought of an eight-figure business. I've thought of seven figures, and I've done seven-figure sales and set figures, you know, I've done that, been there, done that, but I've never set my sights on eight figures. And it just came to me that eight, if you put it on its side, is infinity. And so I kind of, something about it indicates, and I like that. It's like you're really going to infinity and beyond. That eight is very cool. So I'm changing my business to eight digits.
But the focus is, the primary focus is becoming the eight-figure self, which really, if I had to break that down, that really goes back to holistic prosperity, because it's really not about the numbers. It's really about your self-worth of how you show up, how you're treating yourself, because only how you treat yourself is how you treat others. You know, value everyone and treat everyone as if, you know, they are worth millions and beyond. When you treat everyone like they are the most important person on the planet, you will then reciprocate that energy. You'll receive it back to yourself. And being the eight-figure self is a person, their whole essence is just valuable. And it will translate into being able to build that type of business. But most teach it the other way around. They want to teach you how to build a seven- or eight-figure or six-figure business, but they've yet to focus on the person of becoming a master at being themselves. It doesn't matter what your business model is or the frameworks. If you haven't yet cultivated that type of essence for yourself, you'll never pull off a 6 or 7 figure business model.
I got you now. Okay, I read that loud and clear, Alicia, and yes, makes great, great sense. It's sort of like setting the foundation of the building. It's got to be in right, because you could build a skyscraper, you could build 10-floor building, very poor materials, and you could get 10 floors, you know, you could get your financial goal, in other words, there's the parable, there's the analogy. But if that foundation isn't strong, it's all going to come crashing. Yet if you have strong base, and you're good with others, and you treat them well, and you treat them like you expect to be treated, and you have that integrity and honor, you're building a strong base, and that 10-floor building is going to withstand anything and everything.
Absolutely. It will sustain long-term.
Sustain. Well, great. Well, thank you very much for sharing that, Alicia. It's been wonderful. It's been great. I've enjoyed so much having you on, and I think we've only touched a small amount of the material I would have liked to. So perhaps we'll bring you on again. Not perhaps, I'd love to have you on again and talk more about this. It's been very inspiring, and I've really, really enjoyed your show.
Absolutely, I would love that. I've enjoyed it too. Thank you. Anytime I have the opportunity to be graced with your presence and soothing your energy, it is a total honor.
Ah, you're wonderful, but thank you. Thank you very much. I'm honored. All right, well, everyone, once again, her websites are AliciaWatersCrossIndustries.com and GlobalEvolutionaryLeaps.com. This was Alicia Nicole Waters on Revenue Chat with Tony D'Urso, and I very much appreciated having everyone on. And thank you again, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. We're going to have...
Charles String says, there's money hidden in your company right now, money that you can't see. It's not on a financial statement, performance review, or a production report. Depending on how long you've been in business and how large your company has grown, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. He helps us learn how to define our processes, apply proven strategies to remove waste, and increase efficiency on the next episode of Revenue Chat. Listen to my other awesome interviews at tonydurso.com/radio. And please drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.